10.
Okay.
Folks, I've had a request to move some things up on the agenda, specifically item number 19, but we're not going to be able to move anything around because we've set the agenda with some time certain markers on them. There's a lot of people that have moved, that have traveled to get here from other parts of the region, and it's not going to be fair to anyone else if we start taking things out of order. For those folks here on number 19, you can probably come back in a couple of hours and not have to hang out here. We're just not going to get to that until after lunch. So don't feel you have to sit here and wait. And if you want to give that staff person your cell phones to let you know when we're on the previous agenda item, staff would be happy to give you a call. You could give your cell phone to Carol Hewitt at the end of our dais up here. Okay. All right, Mr. Briggs, we'll go to agenda item 10.
11.
Okay.
10
was waived. Okay. Number 11.
Joining in here, so let me go ahead and try to connect. Hi, Yvonne West?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roger Briggs, and you're in the middle of the regional board meeting in San Luis Obispo.
Hi, Roger. Thank you.
So we haven't said anything yet other than announcing that we're on item 11, and this is the Paul Trucking Watsonville item, adopt consideration of administrative civil liability. And before we launch into anything, I want to point out that we don't have any cards up here for the responsible party, so I want to ask if anyone is here on behalf of Paul Trucking. Going once, going twice. So, with that in mind...
And is there any member of the public that wanted to address the board on agenda item number 11?
Okay. With that in mind, Mr. Chair, it's acceptable for the board to consider the staff report and the materials that we provided for you and to actually proceed without a staff presentation if you'd like to.
Okay. That would be fine with me. Any board comments on that or questions? Mr. Hodgin?
I just noticed that of the three we had here that I saw that had a fine, this was the largest amount of money. Is this proportionate to the others? Is this is there something special about this one which caused the amount to be much larger?
If we get into a discussion, do we need to read the opening statement?
Oh, no, it's fine to answer that question.
Okay. We have a separation of functions. Harvey Packard heads up the prosecution team. I think it'd be appropriate for him to state the reason for the proposed penalty.
My name is Harvey Packard, and I'll be happy to address that. The biggest difference here is the enforcement history associated with this facility. If you look on the screen, you'll see the number of violations that we've addressed with Paul Trucking over the years. They've been late on their report almost every year. They actually got it in last year. But in 2004, the board issued an ACL for the minimum of $1,000, which is specified in the water code. In 2005, the board issued an ACL for $5,000. And since this is the third time that they've failed to submit their report and gone as far as this, then we're escalating the amount.
Okay. Any other board questions or comments?
Speaking of separation of functions, I should have pointed out that Yvonne West is advising the prosecution team on this and the next item. She is counsel with the Office of Enforcement of the State Water Resource Control Board.
Okay. We have a recommendation by the prosecution team.
Move approval.
Okay. Mr. Hodgin has moved for approval.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Next agenda item.